This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Cleveland indie rock band has spent 3 years perfecting the follow-up to its debut album that broke through overseas. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Knights about their new album that's half dream pop, half metal. Knights has been a staple in Cleveland's music scene for much of the last decade. Lead singer and guitarist Jenna Fournier wrote most of the band's debut album, 2013's Whisper. After two international tours, Knights signed with a label and re-released Whisper in 2015. Nearly 4 years later, the group is releasing Hellebores. Fournier says making the new album was a more collaborative and challenging process.
We had sent these files and these scratch tracks to our bandmates that were living in different states. And they kind of wrote their parts, and then we flew them in, and they tracked in the studio, having never played the songs with us live. And then there was some experimenting in as far as, you know, how we wanna texture things and add the lace and bells and whistles and that kind of stuff. A trail of blood was left in the snow. Everybody knows, everybody knows. He found his teeth when he sold his soul. Everybody knows, everybody knows.
Every single one of these songs is really layered. What goes into the process of taking so much time on a song?
I like to use painting analogies all the time. So instead of drawing a sketch and then coloring in between the lines, we have this approach where we lay down 20 layers of paint and then scrape back what we don't want.
Well, you are a visual artist too.
Yes.
And you combine both things. You combine your music and your visual art.
I've been dabbling in animation and making little music videos and little content clips and stuff like that. I like to try to have an aesthetic for the band that's a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of that dreamy shoegaze look that's been around for a while, but make it unique to us with my artwork as well.
That brings me to the genre of the band.
Yeah.
Shoegaze and dream pop. Can you explain what those genres mean?
Sure. So the difference between pop and dream pop is more in the production style and the amount of guitar and instrumentals and stuff. You're going to have a lot of layers of washy, affected guitars, and a lot of times you're going to be louder in the mix. And same with shoegaze. It's this textural wall of sound, and the vocals might be a little more buried than what you're used to in traditional pop or radio rock.
The new album is called Hellebores, and you released it in two parts. One of the singles on the first part is a really catchy song called So Into You. I try to see you.
That song had been released for this solo EP that I did exclusively for Japan. I wrote that as this little acoustic thing. What if we put some big guitars on this and turned it into a night song? And I loved how it came out. And if you were the darkness, what do I make of this feeling so light? I'm so
about part two of this album, because it is such a contrast. When you listen to the first part, you hear these heavy guitars and these riffs. What made you go that direction?
5 years ago or something, I started getting more interested in pedals and effects and the noise and the music side of things instead of just the words and the storytelling side of things. And as you grow as a technical musician, it's like kind of fun to show that off a little bit.
You mentioned a little bit about Japan. How did you find some success in Japan?
Through Bandcamp. We found ourselves selling CDs through Bandcamp to people overseas. This small, very small Japanese label found us and wanted to do a distribution deal, and he ended up being willing to take us on tour over there. We are going back to Japan in August. Our fourth tour there, usually about 10 days and maybe 5 to 7 shows.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck touring.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's Jenna Fournier of Knights. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU. Whispers in the hopes of love, hiding in the blankets of night. Black below and above.
punch never taking flight.